USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump tells the heads of several large companies he expects more states to reopen soon. He also said he blames other leaders for the virus pandemic.
This plague should never have happened. It could have been stopped, but people chose not to stop it.
A federal study of more than 1,000 people hospitalized with COVID-19 was treated with the antiviral drug remdesivir. It found it shortened recovery time an average of 4 days. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the drug is a treatment.
This has nothing to do with vaccines. This is treatment for people who are already infected. Vaccines is to prevent infection in those who are at risk.
Results of this study do not conclusively show that the drug reduces death. No drugs are currently approved for treating the coronavirus, which has killed about 226,000 people around the world. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The governor of Florida is giving more detail on how he plans to restart the economy using some social distancing guidelines. A phase one opening in most of Florida will begin on May 4th, according to Governor Ron DeSantis.
Now, these steps will be deliberate. It will not be like turning off a switch, but each step will bring us closer to that light at the end of the tunnel.
Restaurants and retail stores can open with reduced capacity. Bars and gymnasiums will stay closed, as will movie theaters and schools. No visitors to nursing homes, but elective surgeries can resume. The state's most populous areas, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and West Palm Beach, will still be under more restrictions, as the coronavirus numbers there are still high. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 532 points, the S&P 500 up 76, and the NASDAQ up 307. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After 2 years, the National Transportation Safety Board has released its report on a duck boat tragedy in Branson, Missouri. USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
The sinking of the boat on Table Rock Lake killed 17 people. The NTSB says blame for the July 2018 incident is shared between the boat's owner, Ripley Entertainment, and the U.S. Coast Guard. Ripley is blamed for letting the vessel on the water despite a severe thunderstorm warning that was issued well before it set off, while the Coast Guard blame is for not mandating design changes to duck boats after a similar deadly incident in 1999 in Arkansas. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Elon Musk told a group of scientists that SpaceX plans to launch a Starlink satellite in May with a sunshade to make it less visible from Earth and mitigate interruptions to astronomical observations. SpaceX was facing protests from astronomers and other stargazers who have seen its satellites shining brightly in the sky. Astronomy groups posted images showing how the satellites actually marred photos and interrupted observation of space objects. A launch in January carried one spacecraft, which was so-called DarkSat. It had an experimental coating to make it less reflective and less visible to stargazers. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.